Las Vegas flight disruptions threaten tourism ahead of Grand Prix. Airline disruptions hit Las Vegas ahead of Grand Prix. Las Vegas airports experienced heavy delays and cancellations on Monday, creating fresh uncertainty for a city dependent on steady visitor flows. At Harry Reid International Airport, more than a quarter of scheduled flights were delayed or canceled on Monday, leaving thousands of passengers stranded and setting off alarm bells among hotels and event organizers. Flight tracking services reported that the chaos was not isolated to Las Vegas. More than 2,200 flights at major hubs, including Chicago O'Hare, Phoenix Sky Harbor, and New York's primary airports, were affected nationwide. Still, Las Vegas has been hit particularly hard, given its reliance on inbound tourism and its calendar of marquee events. Industry sources and local businesses point to the ongoing federal government shutdown as a key driver of the disruption. Federal staffing shortfalls and operational strain at air traffic control facilities have been cited by aviation analysts as contributing factors to the spike in cancellations and delays. Those operational issues have a ripple effect in Las Vegas, where tight arrival windows and late-night flights are common. A spokesperson for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority said, "We are monitoring the situation closely and urging federal leaders to resolve the shutdown so travel plans and major events can proceed with certainty. Every day of uncertainty has real consequences for hotels, restaurants, and the wider hospitality supply chain. Hotel groups in Las Vegas are already feeling the impact. An MGM Resorts representative confirmed a slight uptick in guest cancellations linked to travel uncertainty and added, "We are working proactively with affected guests to rebook and provide flexible options. Our teams are focused on minimizing disruption for visitors and partners." Other properties, including Aria and Caesar's Palace, reported similar short-term booking volatility. Industry warnings and economic risks, the timing of the disruption is particularly sensitive. The city is only weeks away from the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, an internationally marketed event expected to attract high-spending visitors and significant corporate hospitality. Organizers and local vendors rely on reliable air service for VIPs, sponsors, and thousands of overseas spectators. Continued turbulence in the skies could weaken attendance and reduce ancillary spending across the Strip. The U.S. Travel Association, together with hundreds of travel and hospitality firms, including MGM Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, and The Venetian, warned lawmakers in a recent letter that the shutdown has already cost the travel sector around $4 billion. The group cautioned that prolonging the shutdown through the holiday travel season could magnify losses and harm jobs in destinations that are heavily tourism reliant. Not all local trade groups agree on the immediate impact. The Nevada Resort Association has played down the idea of a major hit to occupancy figures, saying early data did not show a broad drop in room nights. But analysts and some academics are more cautious. UNLV professor Stephen Miller warned, "A sustained federal shutdown will not only disrupt travel logistics, it amplifies underlying pressures, rising costs, visitor fatigue, and softer discretionary spending that could blunt what should be a strong season for Las Vegas. Even a modest softening during marquee events translates into meaningful revenue loss for small businesses on the Strip. For a city whose economy depends on a relentless flow of visitors, persistent flight problems are more than an operational headache. They can alter marketing plans, reduce convention attendance, and hit nightlife and retail revenues." Officials say they will continue to track cancellations and work with carriers and event organizers, but they emphasize that a federal resolution is the clearest path to restoring stability for travelers and businesses alike. What officials are watching? Local authorities and industry groups are focusing on three near-term indicators: the trajectory of federal staffing at air traffic control centers, daily cancellation rates at Harry Reid International, and early sales and attendance signals for the Grand Prix and other November events. Event organizers and hospitality executives told reporters they have contingency plans, but admitted those plans become harder to execute the longer the underlying federal impasse continues.